And this is KPCW. Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's 8:06 on this Monday, day number one of the KPCW Summer Pledge Drive, September 8th. 55 degrees currently here in Old Town Park City, as well as in the Heber Valley. And on the phone with us from the ABC Forecast Center, we've got meteorologist Seth Sanders.
Good morning. I'm ABC4 weather forecaster Seth Sanders. Today, we're looking at mostly clear skies along the Wasatch back with temperatures starting to warm up a little bit. Daytime highs in Park City will be in the mid to upper 70s. Heber City running a few degrees warmer with the daytime high of 83 degrees expected. You'll notice an increase in cloud coverage as we get into the evening hours. While the daytime should be fairly clear, as we get into the overnight, we do expect a couple of showers to pop on up. So you may hear a couple rumbles of thunder and see a light rain shower as we get into the overnight hours across the Wasatch back. Rain showers could hold on into Tuesday morning. Temperatures take a slight step back for tomorrow. A daytime high of 76 degrees is expected in Park City, while Heber City tops out at 81 degrees. We'll also have more moisture filling on in, so we do have a mix of sun and clouds, and a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible as we get into the afternoon and evening hours. As we get into the middle of the week, it'll be similar to what we see on Tuesday, a daytime high of 76 again in Park City and 81 again in Heber City, a case of rinse and repeat between your Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of an isolated thunderstorm or shower, but not quite as high as it is on Tuesday, but that chance is definitely still there. As we get into Thursday, the moisture pushes further into the state. A mix of sun and clouds is still expected, but that precipitation potential continues to climb, so we do have a couple of isolated thunderstorms and showers on deck for the Wasatch back as we get into Thursday. Thursday will also bring cooler temperatures still. Park City daytime high is expected to top out at 72 degrees, while Heber City is at 76 degrees for your Thursday. On Friday, a cold front rolls through and temperatures fall even further. Daytime high of 64 for your Friday in Park City, while Heber City tops out at 69 degrees. More widespread thunderstorms are expected, so do expect scattered showers and thunderstorms to close out the work week. As we get into the weekend, lingering moisture could spell a few more isolated showers and thunderstorms for the Wasatch back, but it won't be quite as high of a chance as Friday or Thursday brings. There will still be that moisture, so we expect a mix of sun and clouds to kick off the weekend, but by your Sunday, it's looking like a lot of that moisture will have moved on out, and we expect sunny skies. A warming trend will start to be underway to close out the weekend with a daytime high of 72 for your Sunday in Park City and 78 in Heber City. So the bottom line is we do have moisture filling on in. We do have a chance of an isolated shower and thunderstorm as we get into tonight, and that moisture could hold on through the week, especially for your Thursday and Friday, bringing more widespread showers and thunderstorms before clearing on out over the weekend. From ABC4, I'm weather forecaster Seth Sanders. Have a great day.
Good morning. Well, in the studio with an update from the Summit County Health Department, I have Director Phil Bondurant. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
Top of the news, of course, is the measles found in Colville's wastewater. Give us an idea. I mean, how many times would somebody need to flush a toilet for it to show up in testing? I mean, does this show that it's just one person? Does it show that it's 10 people who may be infected?
Yeah, it's a great question. It actually is even simpler than that. It's just the identification that there's a presence of measles inside of that wastewater collection area. This is very similar to what was being done in the state around COVID a few years back, where although the science is a little different for the COVID-19 detection, this is simply a presence or absence or a yes or no type of sample that's being taken in Colville as well as Snyderville Basin with Mike Lewers and his team. And what it tells us is that at some point in time in the week that the sample was taken, that someone that was positive with measles was present and used the bathroom. And it doesn't tell us the amount. It doesn't tell us if that individual was male or female. It doesn't tell us if they were experiencing symptoms. It simply says that there was measles present in your community. And what that's intended to do is it's kind of the canary in the mine for us. It's telling us that, okay, you had somebody in your community, could have been a visitor passing through, it could have been a resident, but we don't have any indication right now that there are active cases in Summit County, but it is, it gives us a sense of, okay, what we've seen in the state has now been presented inside of our community, and we'll look at this week and the sample that we get from last week to determine if that is back-to-back weeks, which would indicate maybe it's not a visitor or someone passing through, but it is present in our community.
Okay, so any other updates, though, with regard to measles? We know that we have found some in the state, but...
Yeah, 21 active cases. I think the big news for us in public health over the weekend was Grand County reported that there was an active case there, which is new for us. And our guidance remains the same. Please reach out to the health department, your primary care physician. If you're interested in the measles vaccination, it's the best way to protect yourself. It's the best way to protect your family and friends and to protect the community. We have plenty available. If there are financial barriers, we have plans or means to address those. If it's an access thing, we can do whatever we need to get to you. So, you know, stay safe out there, be careful. And if you have questions about measles, we're more than happy to answer those for you.
Okay, and when you talk about 21 cases, I mean, that knowing that it's just such a huge, easily spreadable disease, to me, that seems not bad at all.
No, you're right, but it's always in public health, we tend to plan for the worst and work backwards towards reality. And when you think about something that was just 20 years ago was considered eradicated inside of the United States, and now, not only are we seeing cases of the measles, of measles in the United States and in Utah, but now we're starting to see deaths in children, not here in Utah, of course, but around the United States. And so something that is 100% preventable, that was considered eradicated by many public health professionals is now resurfacing. And of course, that's always a concern to public health when we have unnecessary illness or disease that is present in our community. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get the word out.
Okay. What's the latest on the new restrictions for the COVID vaccines due to the new Health and Human Services guidelines?
Yeah, I wish I knew. Based on what occurred last week in the Senate, or excuse me, the congressional hearing with RFK Jr., it was really an upsetting thing to watch with what was taking place. We've taken years of academic research, scientific research, and are no longer considering that in the decisions that are being made. Those decisions at the federal level may just show up on paper, but at the local level have significant impacts to what we're doing, what we're planning, and what we're doing to protect this community. And while I recognize not everyone has a very, or is aligned on what they believe in immunizations, when we look at COVID and flu, the Summit County Health Department and our clinical staff, we're moving forward with our plans for our Vax-N-Go, which is in its third year. That is scheduled for early October, October 7th in Camas, October 8th in Colville, and October 9th in Park City. And we anticipate that later today we will learn when our ship date will be for our COVID vaccines. And we anticipate that at those events on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of October, we will have both COVID and flu vaccines available for those that are that attend those events. And then, of course, after the Vax-N-Go event, we'll have those available at all three of our locations as well. But as we look to time the flu season with when you would get your flu vaccine and have it be, or have it, you know, with the greatest impact of protection, we're going to focus on the 7th, 8th, and 9th and offering those to the community.
Okay. A cancer screening event coming up. When and where is this happening?
Yeah, well, cancer is, you know, early detection is extremely important. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime, and it's the most common cancer among Utah women. We are dedicated and committed to making sure that we have opportunities for individuals to receive those screenings. We want to minimize the barriers, whether it's financial or accessibility. And so we have two events coming up on the 24th of this month from 10 to 4. We'll have a cancer screening event at the PC Library where we'll have a variety of different cancer screenings available free of charge, walk-up. It's available to anyone in the community. We hope that by making it available for that long during the middle of the day, someone might be able to pop over for during their lunch break or during the workday at some point, because we want it just to be as accessible as possible. And then as we move just a few days later on the 29th of this month at the Camas Library from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., we will have the mammogram bus in Camas. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ups are also welcome. So we just want it to be as available as possible. If you are interested in scheduling an appointment for that mammogram bus in Camas, you can do so by calling our main office at 435-333 1500, and our fantastic front desk staff will be able to walk you through that process.
Okay, so that's specifically going to be on mammograms on the 29th, the 24th. What other type of screenings are you looking for?
Yeah, we'll have skin cancer screening events. We'll have lots of information around radon and lung cancer, just a variety of different opportunities for individuals to either be screened or educated on the different cancers that you know, that can be looked at and that we should be aware of here in Utah. So it's a really awesome event that has great reach and great impact.
Okay. Finally, just wanted to mention that you've got a climate change speaker series happening later this month in Camas. When and where is that going to be?
Yeah, that's at the Camas Event Center. It is, I didn't put the date. It's September 30th from 6 to 8, I believe. But this event's we're exploring how air quality is measured and what it does, how it impacts our health, what it means when we have wildfires, what it means when we talk about PM2.5, PM10. We're looking at helping individuals learn how to build their own do-it-yourself box fan filters. We're going to have giveaways with purple air monitors. But what's most exciting about this event is our speakers. We have Seth Ahrens, who's a research scientist with Western Water Assessment. He, about a decade ago, did our ozone assessment when he was with the state and is very knowledgeable in this space. We have Carrie Kelly, who's an associate professor of chemical engineering at University of Utah. And then we have Dr. Wing Province, who's the chief medical officer at Park City Hospital, who's gonna come and talk about the health impacts. It's being moderated by our most recent Board of Health Chair, Alyssa Van Wee. It's going to be a great event with lots of information, the panel opportunity questions, all those different things, just a really open conversation about the air that we share and how that impacts our health and how climate change is impacting our air.
Okay, you mentioned the Camas Center. Is that the old DeGioia Center that you're talking about?
No, this is the Camas City Event Center right there on Main Street in Camas. And we're grateful to Mayor McCormick and his staff for making that available to us. It's a great venue. It seats a lot of people, so you can register to attend the event on our website at summitcountyhealth.gov. There's a link there to register, and we'd love to see you out.
Okay, Phil, thanks so much. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Phil Bondurant, again, the director of the Summit County Health Department. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW. Well, June 6th was the 150th anniversary of the Sisters of the Holy Cross coming to Utah. Later this month, Holy Cross Ministries will be hosting Fiesta 150, their special 150th anniversary celebration. In the studio with details is the Marketing and Communications Director of Holy Cross Ministries, Andy Sear. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Leslie.
So as I mentioned, 150 years later, maybe you can just give us a little bit of background of what Holy Cross Ministries is and what it is that you do.
Okay, yes. The anniversary is actually of the Sisters of the Holy Cross coming here. They were asked to come out in 1875 because at that time there was one Catholic priest in Utah over a parish that was about 150,000 square miles. So if you can imagine that, there were 800 Catholics. And so they were spread out. If you would spread them out evenly, they'd be about 120 miles apart. And so it was this huge area, and they were desperate for help, and so they sent a letter to the Sisters of the Holy Cross. They sent out a couple sisters, and then some more followed. But they were able to create a hospital, a miner's hospital, and a school within 4 months. So by October of 1875, they had a school going and a hospital.
That's pretty impressive. Again, 150 years later, we're going to celebrate that. It's actually the Fiesta 150 not happening until Saturday, October 4th, but you do have tickets still available to that?
Yes, we do. And this year we go back and forth between Salt Lake and Park City because we have clients and donors in both areas. And so this year we're having it at the Alumni House, which is a beautiful facility at the University of Utah. Again, on October 4th. But today is the last day for the early bird pricing. So it's a special $150 ticket for the Fiesta 150, very reasonably priced. And then if you're from Park City, we actually have a Fiesta bus that's going to be leaving from Temple Har Shalom. And it's until midnight, the tickets for that are $25. It's a party bus. We'll have wine and beer on there and take you down to the U and then bring you back, and your car will be waiting for you at Temple Har Shalom. It's kind of a Jewish, Catholic, Latino celebration.
Okay. All right. So after today, then tickets go up to how much?
$195.
Okay. So, yeah, now's the time to get those early bird special. What's going to happen?
Okay. Well, we're going to have a couple of great speakers. Sister Charlotte, Sister Charlotte Wagner, who is the president of the entire worldwide congregation of the Sisters of Holy Cross, she's going to be speaking, and she's a fascinating woman who's, she's also an attorney. In fact, she helped start our U visa program and our legal immigration program. U visas are the visas given to victims of crime, mainly. We mainly work with women who are victims of domestic violence and human trafficking and that kind of thing, and allow them to go forward to authorities and be protected from deportation. And so she actually created that program at the Holy Cross Ministries. And then what happened, you know, recently is that we're seeing this terrible kind of back, I would say, repercussions of the current anti-immigration thing. So a lot of women who are victims of domestic violence are not coming forward. They're afraid of going to the police and working with authorities. And that's precisely what a U visa was created for by Congress, to protect victims from that. So she'll have a lot of interesting things to say about that, having started the program here in Utah.
Okay, and you've got a second speaker as well?
Yes, Senator Luz Escamilla, who is the first Latina state senator in Utah, and she's quite an advocate for immigrant rights and represents the Senate district down in the West Valley area. Remarkable woman and very supportive of our work, but just of immigrants in particular in Utah, and has been a real voice for them.
Okay, so the tickets include what? Some food? Drink?
Oh, yeah, dinner. We have a great fiesta dinner. It's going to be catered by Monarca, which is a wonderful restaurant, Mexican restaurant in Salt Lake City, actually started by immigrants. They have Mexican food with a French cuisine twist. Chef Alfonso, who will be there, he just actually came back from Barcelona, where he got some five-star training for 3 months. He's been a chef for a long time, but he decided to really up his game, and so we're super excited to have him there and to have his food featured.
And then the proceeds of the event, how are those dollars spent?
All kinds of ways, because we have our legal immigration program, we have our mental health counseling program, which is, you know, up here in Park City and in Wasatch County down at Salt Lake. We also have a Promotora program, which is community health outreach, which includes doulas. And we have a doula at People's Health Clinic. So we work a lot with our other partners up here in Park City. And those funds will help with all of those efforts. And also, of course, our early education programs, as the school readiness program that St. Mary's gives us space to use there.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention?
You know, it's Fun Drive Week, and I just wanted to say to all your listeners out there, you know, KPCW is indeed the fabric of the community here and gets everybody connected. I feel like what you're doing this week is super important. All the nonprofits, all that effort to build our community here is super important, and KPCW absolutely is the basis of that and allows that connection to happen. So thank you for all you do.
All right, we appreciate that, Andy. Thank you. Andy Sarah, again, the Marketing Communications Director with Holy Cross Ministries. And again, tonight, midnight, is the final time, the final opportunity to get an early bird ticket to the Fiesta 150 happening October 4th. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.